The Michael Rosen Collection for Young Readers, Volume 1. Written and read by Michael Rosen. It all started one morning in late December in a small flat in London, England. 9-year-old Bertha was lying in bed looking at her old trusty cuddly toy, Tiger, when she burped, and Tiger fell over. Downstairs, she talked to dark-haired, blue-eyed, 33-year-old Mum about it. "Mum, I burped and Tiger fell over." "Poor old Tiger," said Mum. At school that day, Bertha had just finished her dinner when she burped and classmate Corvinda's cup fell over. Corvinda thought she had knocked it, but Bertha knew. Oh, yes, Bertha knew. It was the burp that did it. "Ah, what a mess," said the dinner lady. "Sorry, miss," said Corvinda. In the playground, she moved swiftly towards 10-year-old jeans-wearing Shane. "Shane, can you burp whenever you want to?"
"Yep."
"Can you teach me?"
"Sure," said Shane. "It's just gulp, swallow, wait and burp."
After school that night, Bertha rushed to her room and put in hours of burp practice. Gulp, swallow, wait. Nothing. Gulp, swallow, wait. And nothing. Gulp, swallow, wait. Burp! And the seashell fell off the chest of drawers. Gulp, swallow, wait, and burp. And the poster fell off the wall.
"Stop stamping around in there," shouted Mum. Life had changed for Bertha.
That weekend, dark-haired, blue-eyed Mum and Bertha went to 63-year-old Grandad's house. Bertha was soon dispatched to the garden to collect up apples off the ground. She did for a bit, until she got bored. She looked up into the tree. "There's a juicy one," she thought. Gulp, swallow, wait, and burp. The burp flew out of her mouth and hit the juicy apple. Down it fell to the ground. Burp, and another, and another. Grandad called out of the window,
"Don't just wait for them to fall. Pick them up off the ground like I told you to."
Bertha now knew she had a burp that was big. She had a burp that went just where she wanted it to. And yet, people couldn't tell it was the burp doing the business. That night, 63-year-old Grandad took them to a show. It was terrible. The clown wasn't funny. The monocyclist kept falling off. The singer screeched. Then on came the red-haired, green-eyed juggler. Oh, he thought he was good. He thought he was terrific. Until Bertha got going. Gulp, swallow, wait and burp. Away went the red-haired, green-eyed juggler's plates and crashed to the floor.
"Say excuse me," said Mum.